President Bush says he will allow federal funds to be used for research on existing human embryonic stem cells. The president's announcement last night ended months of suspense. Scientists say embryonic stem cells could potentially help cure diseases, but in creating these special cells, human embryos must be destroyed. Many people, including the president, have said it is tantamount to taking a human life. We have two reports, the first from NPR science correspondent Joe Palca.
3 years ago, scientists at the University of Wisconsin announced that they had found a way to make embryonic stem cells grow in the laboratory. The cells came from embryos that were no longer needed by the infertile couples who initially created them. Once these cells started growing, scientists refer to them as a cell line. The Wisconsin scientists used private money to create their cell lines because there has been a long-standing prohibition on federal funding for embryo research. It is these cells that President Bush thinks are appropriate for federal research support.
I have concluded that we should allow federal funds to be used for research on these existing stem cell lines, where the life and death decision has already been made.
In a speech to the nation last night, the president said he would not allow federal money to be used to create new embryonic stem cell lines. But the president said that still left an adequate supply of stem cells that researchers could get federal funds to study.
As a result of private research, more than 60 genetically diverse stem cell lines already exist. They were created from embryos that have already been destroyed, and they have the ability to regenerate themselves indefinitely, creating ongoing opportunities for research.
President Bush said in his speech that he was convinced that embryonic stem cells did hold enormous promise for developing new therapies. Many diseases, like diabetes or Parkinson's, occur when a specific kind of cell is destroyed. Since they can turn into any cell in the body, the idea is that embryonic stem cells could be coaxed into becoming replacements for those missing cells. The president also pointed out that there were other kinds of stem cells that showed potential for medical treatments.
I also believe that great scientific progress can be made through aggressive federal funding of research on umbilical cord, placenta, adult and animal stem cells, which do not involve the same moral dilemma. This year, your government will spend $250 million on this important research.
Scientists have said they are glad to have this research support, but as President Bush pointed out in his speech last night, many scientists believe that embryonic stem cells hold more promise than these so-called adult stem cells for treating disease. But in either case, the president also sought to remind people that that promise may not be realized.
While we are all hopeful about the potential of this research, no one can be certain that the science will live up to the hope it has generated.
The president said his administration will take steps to ensure that federal funds are used to support only stem cell research that is scientifically sound, legal, and ethical. In a statement released after the speech, the White House said the National Institutes of Health will examine the derivation of all existing stem cell lines and make certain they were created with the informed consent of the donors and that there were no financial inducements for couples to donate their embryos for the creation of stem cells.
I will also name a president's council to monitor stem cell research, to recommend appropriate guidelines and regulations, and to consider all of the medical and ethical ramifications of biomedical innovation. This council will consist of leading scientists, doctors, ethicists, lawyers, theologians, and others.
Depending on its membership, that panel could draw the line fairly narrowly when it comes to what kind of embryonic stem cell research will be eligible for federal funding. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.